Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. We are back with another episode for our January series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and every single Friday, I normally will upload an episode where I talk about a conversation or a topic that just has to do with self-love, self-growth, and really just becoming the best version of yourself possible in a very realistic way through a lot of different advice that I give. However, I decided to do this little series this January where every single day from January 1st until January 31st, I will be uploading an episode to this channel, and each episode will kind of have to do with, like I said, becoming the best version of yourself in a very realistic way. We talk about a bunch of different topics. I've been doing Q&As for you guys. I also have this little segment coming up called Diving into the DMs, where I go to my Instagram, I go to my direct messages, and I open up DMs from you guys, and I will read a situation that you guys need advice on and give my best input on it. Obviously, everything stays anonymous, but if you don't already, make sure you guys follow me at For You From Eve on Instagram and on TikTok. I've been very, very active on both of my social media accounts. You can see a lot of behind the scenes of my show and kind of just see my life, the life that I live, the places I go, the things that I wear, what I do in my day-to-day life. I've been working to become very active on my social, so definitely make sure that you guys follow me. And you can also be a part of my show when you interact with me through Instagram and you DM me, because like I said, I'm doing that Diving into the DM series, so you'll be able to be a part of that. And then at the same time, you can just kind of give me input on my show and just keep up with new episodes and all that good stuff. So yeah, I've been uploading an episode every day. It's been a little tiring, but I've loved each conversation that we have had, and I'm very excited for today's episode and today's topic, and clearly you are too if you clicked onto this episode. We're going to be talking about how to emotionally detach from a situation or a person that you cannot let go of. We're all guilty of this. We are all guilty of staying stuck on somebody who doesn't really deserve a place in our heart or in our mind, or staying stuck on a situation that we really shouldn't be wasting our time with. I think that a lot of us stay stuck to things when we can't really get rid of the potential of what could have been. And it's very hard to let go of something where you never got to see how it would have played out if it worked, or where someone kind of treats you in a way where you kind of feel like, I wouldn't have treated them that way. So the fact that they treated you that way, you think of every other possible way that they could have treated you to fix a situation. And it's like, well, only if we had that one conversation, this would have been better. Or if we just agreed on this one thing, if this one thing was different, everything would have been different. And I know that so many of us are guilty of having that feeling. So in today's episode, I wrote down some tips on how to emotionally detach from that person that you can't let go of, or from that situation that continues to kind of pop up in your present. A really big part of it as well, when you are remaining attached to a situation that has ended and you don't have closure to it, or maybe you have closure, but the closure wasn't enough, or you need more than closure, whatever it might be. A lot of the time, we think that closure is going to help us get over a situation. It doesn't. It might release a little bit for you. Like, let's say you tell someone you're in love with them. It will take a huge weight off of your shoulder of, wow, I'm not keeping that in anymore. And now that this person knows that information and the ball is in their court, I can't do anything. And it might release some anxiety from you. It might release some stress of thinking that you have to act on something, wondering what would happen, because now you know what would happen if you were to tell them that you love them. Like, now you get to see the outcome of what could happen from that. So I do think it's very, very important to also remind yourself that just because you get your closure, you know, whatever it is, and it's not enough, that is okay. It's okay if you're still not emotionally detaching. And I actually used to have this wallpaper on my phone. I don't remember it word for word, but it was basically just saying, if you want that pure love, if you want that support and that love from someone else, you have to make enough room in your heart for it. So if you are holding on to all this pain and all this heartbreak from your past, you're keeping that in your heart, and now there is no room for a new love, for a better love, for a pure love to come in, because you are not releasing the other love from your heart or your mind. So there's no room for you to even move on. There's no room for you to even receive it. And if you want to receive love, if you want to receive support, if you want to receive care and comfort, you have to be ready for it. And a way to be ready for it is to let go. So the first tip that I have, it is time to be more unbothered and be more okay with loss. You have to be okay with the fact that things and people are just chapters and they're not stories. And you have to remind yourself of your favorite TV shows and your favorite movies and your favorite books. Not every single character makes it to the end of the story. And it's a hard pill to swallow that people that you love so much or support so much or care about so much don't make it to the end of your story. But you need to stop acting so bothered with every single person that shifts out of your life. And you need to stop revolving your feelings and your emotions and your decisions and your values and your morals based off of somebody else. If you have this life, you have to remind yourself that this is your life. It is not somebody else's. I know it's like kind of cringe, but you do have to remind yourself, you are the main character. Everybody else is kind of a side character. You get to pick and choose who makes it into the next chapter. And you need to be okay with the fact that not everybody makes it through the whole book. And you have to be okay with the fact that you have to let go sometimes and you have to realize there is no more room for this person in my story. And you have to try your hardest to act unbothered by that. Even if you have to fake it till you make it for a little bit, a lot of the time obsession turns to disgust. I actually say this all the time to my friends. I go, sometimes you'll be so obsessed with a guy and that obsession will eventually turn into disgust because you become so obsessed, but then the more that they hit you up, the more that they come back, the more that they repeat their patterns, the more disgusted you get, and you are no longer obsessing over somebody because you have now seen every time they come back into your life, it is the same exact outcome. You get the same exact result because they are not changing as a person. They are coming back every single time to see if they still have you, to see if you're still wrapped around their finger, to see if you're with anybody else, to see if they can still kind of keep you on the back burner. That is why they come back majority of the time. If they come back as the same person that they were when they left, it is simply just because they want to see if you're still there. However, if they come back as a changed person and they're trying to fight for you, that is very, very different. So you have to realize that when people continue to come back and come back and come back and the same outcome happens over and over and over again, that obsession that you had for that person will soon kind of just turn into, why was I ever obsessed with that person? They're not giving me even the bare minimum of what I deserve. My next tip, you must detach from the potential outcome. Stop saying to yourself, if he just said this and if he just said that and if she just did this or if she didn't do that, things would be different. Guess what? Things are not different because that person did not say what you wanted to hear. That person did not do what you wanted them to do. At the end of the day, you fall in love with potential. We fall in love with potential so much because we view ourselves in that person's shoes. And we think to ourselves, well, this is what I would have done if I was in their shoes. And because you continue to have that mindset, you still see the potential outcome of what could have been if that person decided to take different actions or decided to take a different route to the way that they approach things. But you have to realize, guess what? They didn't. That outcome did not happen. That potential did not happen. This person that you made up in your head does not exist. And I understand that it's easier said than done to just be like, okay, I'm over them. I'm not saying just, okay, I'm over them. You can't really just, okay, I'm over them over anybody, you know? You have to just detach from the fact and you have to really be realistic and not delusional and just let yourself know that did not happen. That person that I have in my head is what could be of someone, but it's not who they are. And when we make this potential of someone in our head and we have these expectations for someone and this person doesn't meet them, they disappoint us, but it's not their fault that we're disappointed because they didn't ask to be that person. They didn't sign up and say, hey, I'm going to be this person for you. We created that person. And it's not really about what someone says. If someone says, I want to be this person for you, I want to be good enough for you, blah, 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 that is very different from them actually doing it. Every morning you wake up and you're going to say, I want to solve world hunger. I want to create world peace. I want to be a millionaire. Are you any of those things or have you done any of those things? It's not about what you say. It's about what you do. And you have to treat the people in your life in the same way. Just because you wake up and say, I want world peace. I wish that I could make the world a better place. Unless you actually take the steps to make the world a better place by picking up your garbage, by not littering, by being kind to strangers on the street, whatever it is, those are you taking the steps to actually become a better person. But if you wake up and say, I want to be a better person, and you kick somebody on the side of the road and cut somebody off at a traffic light, you're not doing anything to be a better person. You are not cooperating with what you promised yourself. So if somebody's telling you, I want to treat you better, say, okay, let's see what you got. And see how they go from there. If they treat you the same way, then they are just giving you false hope. They are really giving you false hope. And then you kind of think about the potential of what could be if they lived up to those promises. And you start to fall in love with that. You start to get attached to that. You start to get obsessed with that outcome when it's not real. It's not real. The next thing is to see the good in the lost and realize that you will not miss things that are meant for you. So like I kind of said before, be okay with the fact that you're going to lose people in your life. Be okay with the fact that you're on different paths than people. Be okay with the fact that your morals and values will not always align. Even if you were childhood friends, even if you've been dating for 5-6 years, sometimes people aren't meant to grow with you. They're meant to outgrow you. So just remind yourself, like, it is okay. And let me look at the benefits of this loss. And if there's no benefits, let me not think of the losses and the negatives, because at the end of the day, there is a reason that that person is no longer in your life. The next thing is to stop trying to change people and change how they would act. And this kind of goes back to having potential of someone and falling in love with the potential. Stop setting expectations for people. Stop hoping that someone will change and thinking of what will happen when they do change, because they haven't. And unless they actually act the way that you want them to act and they actually make the changes to be in your life, that is all you can really hope for. And if you just stay stuck on that and you hope for that continuously over and over again, you're thinking of how they could change and you're thinking of how your life with them would be if they did change, you are driving yourself crazy and you are going delusional and you are falling in love with that false hope like we kind of talked about. The next thing is to remind yourself that this feeling will not last forever. In times of feeling upset and feeling sad or feeling anxious or upset or whatever it might be, we kind of think to ourselves, like, I cannot picture myself getting over this situation. And I've been in that situation before, where you're just going through really horrible heartbreak or pain or sadness, and you genuinely cannot picture your life without that feeling. I totally understand what that is like, to just never see the light at the end of the tunnel and just thinking the more and more you walk down the tunnel, the darker it will get. And I completely know what that feeling is like. And I also think that when one thing happens after the other, like, I know for me, I've had situation where it's like double whammy, triple whammy, quadruple whammy. It's not like one thing goes wrong. It's like with that one thing that goes wrong, 5 other things go wrong. So I understand what it's like to have everything kind of go wrong around the same time, and just thinking, this feeling, I cannot imagine my life without this anxiety, without this sadness, without thinking of this person. This feeling, this pain will not last forever, and it cannot even compare to the joy that you will feel one day. So I promise you, when you're in this dark time, when you're in this dark hole, whether it's a day, whether it's a few days, whether it's a few weeks, a few months, this feeling will not last. This pain will not last. I promise you that. And you might be like, shut up, Liv. You don't know what I'm going through. Shut up, Liv. You don't know how this affects me. If you're going through grief, right, that grief will stay with you for the rest of your life. It will. And that is just the truth, whether it's the grief of somebody who passed away or it's the grief of somebody you had in your life that, you know, is still living, you know, like a breakup. Let's say you dated someone for 8 years and you broke up, you are grieving somebody who is still alive. So whether it's a grief where that person is alive but not in your life, or it's the grief of this person is no longer here, that will stick with you for the rest of your life in a way, right? In a specific way, that person will not leave your mind. And it might not even be someone that you want to leave your mind. Like, if you lost somebody important to you, you might not want to forget them. And that's, I know, obviously very normal. I've grieved many people and lost many people in my life that I don't want to forget, you know, that I never will forget. So grief does stay with you, but it shrinks, but it will always be with you, right? If it starts off as like a big circle, right? Picture a basketball. Picture a basketball in your heart, and that is the size of grief that you have. Then picture it moving into a baseball, right? Then picture it moving into a golf ball, and just picture it continuing to shrink. It will always be there, but it will get smaller, because time really does heal everything. I promise that even if you are waking up every single day crying and going to bed every night crying and continuously feeling this way for weeks or for months, you will wake up one day and you will have a smile, and you will have a smile during your day. Even if it only lasts 5 minutes, someone else will make you laugh again. Someone else will make you smile again. Someone else will heal you. God will heal you. Time will heal you, and you will heal yourself. So this feeling, this pain that you're feeling right now, whatever situation that you're attached to and that you can't let go of, it will not last forever. My next tip, remind yourself, it will either be them or it will be better. So if you're having trouble detaching from someone who you dated or someone that you were talking to, and you know, they kind of ghosted you, or they decided to kind of just exit your life and things didn't really work out, remind yourself they're either going to come back into my life and I end up with them for the rest of my life, or they'll never come back into my life, but I'll receive someone 100 times better. And that mindset, that little phrase has changed my life. It really, really has shifted my perspective. It has shifted my mindset. Truly, it really, really has. So reminding myself, if this person that I'm tripping over, this person that, you know, I think I'm in love with, and this person that I love and want to be with, if I don't end up with that person that I have in my head, someone else is going to come along and exceed all my expectations and not make me have to wonder if they want me, right? We've all been in a position where we want somebody, but we don't know if they want us back. We don't know if they like us back. And we kind of think to ourselves, okay, I might be with them one day, but remind yourself, if I'm not with them one day, right? I'm going to be with someone else, and that someone else that I'm going to be with, I'm not going to have to question whether or not they want me. I'm not going to have to question whether or not they like me or they love me, right? I'm going to just know. So if you're in the situation of, I want this person to come back, I'm waiting for him to come back, I'm waiting for his name on my phone every day, remind yourself that even if he doesn't, something better will come. It will either be him or it will be better. The next thing is to make sure that you are accepting and feeling every emotion. Whether you're sad, whether you're anxious, allow yourself to feel it. You don't heal by pretending you don't feel. So just let yourself have a bad day. If you wake up and you're really upset and you can't stop thinking about someone, or if someone from your past hit you up and it triggered you a little bit, it's okay to spend a few hours or to spend a day or two just thinking about it and being a little bit sad, right? Accept every emotion, but also have enough tough love within you to say, okay, Liv, enough. Enough. Like, this person is now taking over your life. They are taking too much control over you, your emotions, your mood, the people around you. So allow yourself to accept every emotion, accept every feeling, and allow yourself to just feel. But then also be very tough with yourself and say, okay, now you're being delusional. I've been in situations where I'll be like, okay, be sad. And then 2 days will go by and I'll be like, are you delusional that you're still upset over this person? Or are you crazy that you are allowing this person to continue making you feel this way? It really is delusion when you continue to let it happen. So just allow yourself to feel, but also have that tough love with yourself of get over it and stop letting this person control your life, because you are going to miss out on people and you are going to miss out on opportunities if you allow this pain from the past continue into your present. The next thing is to write out what you're feeling, but also I actually got this tip before and it helped me. This person that you're thinking about when you clicked onto this episode, that hurt you, that ghosted you, that things just didn't work out with, that you lost in your life, whatever it is, right? Write a letter to them, okay? Now, before you're like, whoa, no, I'm not, listen to me. Write a letter to them, obviously one that they will never see. I wrote this out in paper, I've done this before. You can type it out on your laptop, you can write it in your notes app, you can write it on paper. I just feel like paper just makes me like feel more, I don't know. Write a letter to this person, right? And envision yourself giving the person this letter. So write out this letter to this person and then envision yourself giving them this letter and envision them reading it. However, after they read it, they cannot respond to you. They have to read that letter, understand what you wrote, and give it back to you without responding. So if you could write a letter to the person that hurt you or the person that you can't let go of, what would you say to them if it meant that they could read it but not respond? And I think, like, let's say you have an ex-boyfriend that hurt you, that broke up with you, you dated them for a few years, whatever it is, and there's so much that you want to say to them, there's so much that you want to confront them about, write them a letter and envision them reading it but not being able to respond. And this way you can also see a lot of things you don't miss about this person, because your anger and your emotion will take over in this letter. And you're going to be like, I don't miss that you did this. I don't like when you did that. Now I met someone that gives me that, whatever it might be. When you're writing this out, you're going to think to yourself and you're going to realize, wait, there is a lot of things this person did that I didn't like or that they didn't do that I wanted them to do. And it just makes you think. They can read it. They can see how they made you feel, but they can't respond. They can't argue. And when you realize they can't respond to this letter, it makes you think like, wow, I can really say whatever I want without it starting an argument or without this. So I promise you, write out how you feel, envision this person reading it and envisioning them not responding. And I promise you, this helps a lot. Something else to remind yourself is two other kind of tips that I want to end off on, and then a little quote I want to end off on. what you are looking for someone else, you are lacking in yourself. So if you can't let go of someone because of the comfort they brought you, the security, the safety they brought you, the love they gave you, the support they gave you, whatever it is, you are lacking that within yourself. You should be able to love yourself, to hang out with yourself, take care of yourself, grow on your own, heal on your own. You should be able to do that stuff, do all that for yourself without somebody else doing it for you. So make sure you are fulfilling those parts of your life before expecting somebody else to add positivity, to add improvement, to add, you know, whatever it might, they're not going to add value into your life if your life is not already filled with some type of value that you fulfilled on your own. And then also remind yourself that when you're with somebody, you should feel comfort, you should feel safety, you should feel security, you shouldn't feel fearful, you shouldn't feel anxious. You should know, like, I can tell how this person feels about me. I can tell this person likes me. And that doesn't necessarily mean that everything's always going to work out. And just because you know that they like you, things are going to go great. Things change, people change, but also just remind yourself that when you are with the right person, you will feel comfort. You will not feel fear. So those are all the tips that I wrote. I do have this one quote that I found on Pinterest. Someone like wrote it down and I wish I had. I tried to look for where it came from. However, I couldn't find it, but I did screenshot it. So I want to read it. And I feel like this also just reminds you, this quote that I'm about to read, what love is supposed to feel like. And this person that you can't let go of, they don't bring you what I'm about to read or else they would be in your life. Love without attachment is the purest kind of love because you understand that your bond with another person can end at any given moment and that they could betray you and break your heart at any given moment, but you still decide to take the jump and open your heart to them and care for them and invest your time and energy into your relationship with them, knowing that you might not get anything in return because they are fully in their right to turn around and leave you. And you are fully in your right to turn around and leave them when they're no longer serving you or aligning with you. But you still stay in the moment because you value their energy and their character that much. That is love. And I think a love without attachment really is the purest kind of love. Truly, I think that you should never get attached to somebody, no matter how much you love them, no matter how much you care for them. Do not get yourself attached. Do not depend on them. So that is how I'm going to end today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know that so many of us are in this situation or in this mindset or struggling with this. So I really do hope that it helped you guys. I want to thank all of you for all the support you give me on my show. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Make sure you guys go to my Instagram and my TikTok in the description. I have all my promo codes for brands in the description. I leave everything on my Hubie link down below. So definitely make sure that you guys go ahead and check that out. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.